Oh boy. It's time for the first annual podcast 12 Baby I'm Year-End Best of Special. Come sit by the proverbial fire and listen to these simpletons try to be funny. Woohoo.
I'm not the biggest into conspiracy theories. They do interest me, but I gotta say the JFK one is probably the one that has the most, the stuff behind it makes sense. It's not like the shields were made with thermite kind of things, you know? Like,
listen, I was a governor. What was the bullet that hit John Kennedy's head made out of? Thermite painted steel.
God damn, Kennedy had a hairy ass chest, y'all.
He was just a dude. He was a straight
That was mad.
I was banging a fat chick over sewer grates.
And like Pennywise pops up,
"Hey Johnny, oh shit,
goddamn,
I'll be back."
And don't ask us any more questions, otherwise you'll die of a suicide from a gunshot to the back of your head.
Yeah, George.
Mr. DeMoren Schultz, we are hereby subpoenaing you to come to the House Select Committee on Assassinations. Oh, yes, I will be right there, yes. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, yes. Hold on. You've come to me at a very interesting time, yes. Okay. Testimony on Oswald, okay. Hold on 1 second.
George? George, you there? Oh, fuck.
We'll come back later.
Then Pennywise comes back.
Georgie! Opens the door, there's brain matter everywhere. Oh, shit.
My God, what is wrong with this shitty-ass state?
So, yeah, let's talk about the CIA, shall we? Those fucking reptilian, soulless bastards.
You mean to tell me that the Culinary Institute of America assassinated its own commander-in-chief?
As a CIA graduate, yes.
If they ever make another Kennedy assassination movie, I really want Werner Herzog as George DeMoren Schultz.
I knew him, the assassin, but I'm not going to tell you shit. I will face the abyss by eating buckshot.
Yeah, we just wanted to know if you wanted some fries with your meal. Please pull around.
I will do so.
I have no one to talk to.
I have clinical depression.
Christ.
Please order my new comedy tape, or don't, because when you die, it will probably end up at a Goodwill, along with Mind of Mencia Season 3 for $1.99 on DVD. That is what we call poetic justice, Dan.
Tell us more about the Chupacabra.
I love their song Tub Thumpin'.
What?
So, there's a rancher named Devin McNally who claimed that a chupacabra ate his chicken. And there's a... there was...
Like his KFC? Like he had a broken KFC?
That fucking chupacabra came up in here and he fucking ate my double down and I am pissed.
He ate my kernel.
Fuck, ate the crispy skin and everything.
He left me behind a biscuit, but he ate the honey pack. How am I supposed to eat a dry ass biscuit?
He rolled all of my gravy. So he said, this is, I'm quoting him, he said he came out of his place there in the morning to check on him, and he said he just found him about as many as 30, just dead. And he said there was no blood coming out from them from any place. It was just bizarre. And then he started like, it happened, like, he saw it like 3 or 4 more times, he said. And he said, every single time I ran back into my house to get my gun, I come back, she was gone. And so he devised this plan to always keep a gun at hand. It's fucking Southeast Texas. He's going to have a gun. So the story goes is he was carrying buckets of water. He said his mind was nowhere. He's just, do that. And he looks up and he sees it ahead of him. And then he drops the buckets of water, runs over to a tree that he had a rifle like in the crook of it and like between two branches, and then he said, I knew I just had to take aim and fire off real quick to get this thing or it was going to go away. And he, of course, gets off one Lee Harvey Oswald shot and fucking blows its head off. And then...
Well, was there a second shooter, though? What about the babushka lady?
There was a second shooter. It was Shooter Jennings.
It was the colonel himself. That's the plot twist.
And I tell you what, man. If I wasn't just standing there and the ghost of Harlan Sanders appeared with a 12-gauge and said, I got this, Dale. I'm going to get you that chupa thingy. And blew his fucking head off.
Are you doing Bush or the colonel, dude?
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
I'm doing the guy that saw the colonel.
Oh, wouldn't it be awesome if Bush was an ex-colonel? Oh, my God. That is the perfect marketing. Come on down. We did 9-11. Two pieces of chicken and a biscuit only. 9-11. Come on down. Comes with a Pentagon-shaped biscuit for $9.11.
Jesus.
Bessie never ate anything or anyone, as far as I know.
He's just slacking off. I mean, all these other cryptids have great, like, horrific stories, like campers getting, like, assaulted by Bigfoot, and then, of course, you know, like you said, the chupacabra. Nessie's just like, well, what do?
Well, sometimes I pop my head out of the water, and then I'm there.
Yeah, that's it. He just shows up every now and then. That's his superpower, I guess.
Hi.
If the Loch Ness Monster was, like, a member of the Justice League, it would literally be, like, Martian Manhunter. Nobody, everyone's heard of him. Nobody knows what he does.
It just pops up, and they're just like, aye. And then they're just like, aye. And then it just disappears.
It just does a head nod. He's street. It's like, sup.
The Scots aren't exactly the most creative bunch. They're good with whiskey. Their food, they boil in stomachs, so...
That's pretty metal. That's like the most metal thing I've ever heard. My food has literally been in a stomach, then cooked within the stomach to put in my stomach again. That's fucking brutal. All right? And yeah, the best thing they could come up with was a fucking, like, sea giraffe. That was it.
Haggis is brutal as hell. I mean, think about it. It's just like, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to put you in your stomach, and then I'm going to put you in your stomach in my stomach.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly, man. That's metal. That's like a turducken. It's like a bird in a bird in a bird. That's fucking metal. The Loch Ness Monster is not metal. The Loch Ness Monster is the fucking indie pop.
Mumford and Sons.
Yes, they are the Mumford and Sons of the cryptid world.
It's like, what are you? I'm a werewolf. I fucking turn into a monster and I tear people in half and eat them and shit. Well, damn, what are you? Well, I'm Sasquatch. I'm a holdover from Paleon.
Whoa, wait, is a werewolf a cryptid?
I think we could classify the werewolf as a cryptid because there are rednecks that claim to have seen one, and that seems to be the only requirement when it comes to what a cryptid is.
I went to high school with a guy that believed that he was one. That's a true story.
He believed he was a cryptid?
He believed that he was a werewolf.
Oh, werewolf.
Imagine that. Dan, I got something to tell you. I'm actually the Loch Ness Monster.
I identify with the sea monster.
He doesn't need your gender roles.
Yes.
You sis,
I self-identify as the Loch Ness Monster. Technically, I exist.
Motherfucker, I eat goats. I don't need your goddamn misogyny.
That is true. If you've never eaten goat, does that technically make you a chupacabra?
Sure.
You are a goat eater. The sucker. I guess you'd have to suck.
There's a lot of chupacabras in Jamaica, then.
What?
They eat, like, goat curry. That's, like, one of their Jamaican foods.
Oh, okay. I challenge you. I challenge anyone right now, without using the internet, name another song by Marcy's Playground.
Yeah, they had Sex and Candy, and I was just thinking of Macy Gray, so never mind.
I try to say the man I choke.
Try to walk away and I stumble. Then I try to hide it. It's clear my world crumbles when you're not there.
Sound like Meatwad with throat cancer.
Speaking of cancer.
Oh, I was trying to take a hit, asshole.
Still smoke, asshole. Dan, give me a mic check.
Yo.
Very good. Ricky.
What?
And you're good.
What happened?
Yeah. All right, well, moving along.
Apparently he started hearing noises, and there was a voice saying, get out. You know, like kind of like the Amity sort of thing.
It was government mind control. They're implanting voices into your head, making you think it's ghosts, so you go crazy, and no one takes you seriously. I was a governor.
What kind of wildlife is indigenous to the Suicide Forest?
I don't know, birds and shit. I didn't really look up that much, that far into it. I don't know, I would imagine, like...
Breast chimpanzees.
Yes. I don't feel like living anymore. But, there are signs now in both English and Japanese trying to prevent suicide. Basically reads, your life is something precious that was given to you by your parents. It also mentions, like, think about your parents, your siblings, your children once more. Don't be troubled, don't be alone.
Stop listening to the Smiths.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine, I want to see, like, Herzog hired to write these things. Listen, your life is insignificant. It's not precious. It was not a gift. It was an accident of genetics. But you probably shouldn't commit suicide. Hello? Shit, I lost another one.
Oh my God.
No one will mourn your loss. It will be all for naught.
Your God is blind to your pain.
Wow. Obviously, I've never wanted to kill myself or anything like that, but...
Lucky you. They need to send a guy out, you know, these people that do the sweeping and the cleaning up of all this stuff. Just take some of these bones and just prop them all up and just have, like, a skeleton mascot. Just be like, hi!
Hello, Chris!
I'm here to tell you why suicide is not the answer.
Also, one little thing I found out, like, the people that do these sweeps, and if they find a body...
They get to keep it.
They take it back.
It's yours to be your friend.
Dibs! I call dibs on the skeleton!
But, they take it back to their headquarters, and they basically draw straws to see who has to sleep in the same room with it, because in their, their beliefs with death is that the body really shouldn't be alone. In case the spirit comes back and needs help getting into it. But, like, yeah, it's whatever. But, no, you
watch
have, like...
Watch your step!
Could you imagine if you wanted to, like, wank it and you had to, like, turn the head around? Like I cannot do this with you watching.
You can't wait.
You can't hold off one
night. I
have
to come now! I'm so horny! Out of my way, corpse!
I feel like somebody just made that shit up, and that's just a way to break in the newbies. That was just something they made up, like, oh, ancient Shinto belief says that. And then they're going in, like, sleeping with the skeleton, and they're like, oh, Jared totally did it. What a fucking retard. You have to give it a kiss. Give him a little kiss. Give him a kiss. There you go, right on the cheek.
Yeah, I can just imagine, like, Ghost Adventures goes to do an episode here. They're like, all right, we're at the Suicide Forest. We're going to try to contact some ghosts. And then he just starts yelling in, like, English, but thinking, he's like, I speak Japanese. It's okay. Hello, ghost! It's like, I saw it on an anime once. This is how you talk to ghosts.
He puts on a bleach mask.
Aaron's got, like, a Sailor Moon wig on, and he's holding, like, the blue Rickenbacker bass from Fooly Cooly.
Aaron, I didn't know you were so kawaii. Shut up, bro.
He's, like, talking to the guide. He's like, so do these people perform harakiri with the samurai swords? And he's just like, no, they use a rope.
The historian's just staring at him.
So do these people kamikaze into the forest floor? No. No, they don't.
Alright, we can't talk about this anymore. This is getting fucked up.
So later on, the Lutz family, George and Kathleen, they moved in, like, 13 months after. It's kind of stupid. to move in. Like, it's like...
You guys seem like a cute couple. Let me tell you, I got a house lined up for you. It's fucking beautiful. Just a couple of months ago, a whole family's moved here. But anyway, let me show you this fucking bedroom. Look at that.
Hey, let me tell you about this meat
man who's living.
I shot my entire family.
Oh, there he is now.
Yeah, there used to be some monsters here. There's a meat man, there's a fry guy, and there's a something who I think is a shake of some sort. They always fucked up my pool, and these walls used to bleed a lot, and I think Glenn Danzig was here one time. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, it was a mob hit. It was a conspiracy.
Man, shut up, meatwad.
I love spaghetti. There's no way you can shoot that many people without a couple of them waking up. There's something fishy about this.
This fucking priest seems like a real asshole. Like, he had one job to do, and that was exercise ghosts. I hope he wasn't paid either. That would be pretty funny.
No, Mr. Lutz actually tried to tip him because, like, you know, guy did a service for you. You give him a tip. And the priest actually refused to take any money for it and cited some... like, no one should be paid to do God's work or something like that.
If he's doing God's work, couldn't he have at least fucking warned them about the spooky spirits he heard?
Well, shit, would you fucking do your job well if you weren't getting paid for it?
I'm just saying.
I have a friend that visited the house that was in the Goonies, and she was sitting there, like, taking pictures of the house, and someone who lived there came out and started yelling at her. It's like, you got enough fucking pictures, asshole! And it was just being a complete piece of shit to her. And she was like, fuck you, dude. You live in a house that was in a movie.
But can you imagine how many times a day people just drive by blasting the Goonies are good enough?
Could you imagine, people are taking a picture and she's like, why don't you take a video of this? And she's like taking a shit in her hand and tossing it at them.
Get away from my house, you!
Apparently, also around that time, he said that he saw cloven hooves in the snow, but during that time, it was recorded that there was no snowfall.
It wasn't snow. It was residue left by chemtrails.
His name is Steve Lightfoot, and he believes...
Gordon's brother.
Right. he believes that John Lennon was not killed by Mark David Chapman, but he was actually killed by Stephen King.
Wait, he's saying Stephen King ordered the assassination of John Lennon?
No, Stephen King is the one who pulled the trigger. He shot John Lennon in the back 5 times.
He was stealing all my Maz bars.
And then I later found an article of him in Sarasota, Florida. He interrupts a city council meeting with a sign that says, King pulled the trigger, and then gets escorted out, as he should have.
What year was this?
2009. February 2009.
There were probably people at that city council meeting like, who the fuck is John Lennon? I'm looking at his website, right?
And
like, I'm reading this one part that apparently is a letter that Stephen King sent to the guy. Is there any like part that I haven't seen yet that is like his reasoning? Like, why Stephen King killed John Lennon?
Nope. And he has a section on his website, footnotes and new developments. This is basically like a blog. The most current one is called Unmasking Hillary. Other greatest hits: Yoko Ono is a government cunt, or on Trump.
Or, I think that was actually an album she had.
That was the Buffalo Surfer's second record.
Another one, LAPD trying to kill me, question mark?
Well, doesn't you live in San Diego?
Yeah, I guess.
Those
I
are two different cities.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know you know, but does he know? I realize you probably have looked at a map before.
I saw Rush Hour, I know about California, motherfucker.
This reminds me of a man I once worked two, like, little evening-long freelance gigs for, right?
Oh my god, was this the guy that did the pet videos?
No!
Oh my god. Alright, well then I gotta hear this story, because that guy was fucking weird.
Where I think this guy lived in fucking Geezer, Moonlight. Oh.
That's fucking north.
Yeah, it's the last exit on the parkway. His name was Livex. Wasn't that real? Redacted. And I worked two jobs for this guy, doing event videography for him, and he paid me, like, and he ripped me off. Like, this is the kind of guy where he pays you, and, like, your Karl Marx senses start tingling, you know?
My Karl Marx senses are always tingling.
Yeah. Like your labor theory of value.
Yeah, yeah. You're like calling like OSHA right now. You're like, something's up. I don't know what it is, but can you send someone down? Maybe a gang of kids and a Great Dane?
My first job, I had to help him tape a bar mitzvah, right?
Okay.
And his quote-unquote assistant manager was like this 18, 19-year-old girl with 420 self-tattooed in pen ink on her lower lip.
Right. Goddamn.
He was driving us all the way back to his house where he dropped us off, where we parked, where he works out of, in his fucking Buffalo fuck
Buffalo
Bill,
man.
Yeah, he has a Buffalo. He had a,
are you about a size 14? I need to do some videography.
He looked like some Hispanic, Latino Buffalo Bill. I'm not even joking.
Oh, yeah. Was he a great big fat videographer?
He sounded like that, too. I was inside his house for a few moments.
Why don't you step inside? I may have a business card.
And there's just like a giant, there's like a kitsch, like retro, like Tinker Toys robot, like a giant.
Oh, this is like, my robot.
And so this guy has me filming like these 14-year-olds on the dance floor, and already I go, I don't want to. I have to because he's paying me, right?
Paying you in lotion.
The rabbi doing the bar mitzvah knew him, right?
Oh, wait. What kind of branch of Judaism was it?
Branch Davidian? Or
Branch Davidian.
The rabbi was not happy to see us. Right. Like, he was not pleased to see that this creeper in, like, a stained turtleneck sweatshirt. Ew. And a fucking big gut.
Sounds like a Tim and Eric character.
90s hair was filming this. And Liz Nerwolf says, hey, this is Jonathan, my cinematographer. And he says, cut the shit, boy. Yeah. And he just walks off. That's when I knew. Oh, boy, this guy.
My cinematographer, Jonathan.
And after I decided never to work with him again, I found he has a YouTube channel.
Oh, what's he talk about?
The only one I remember is one in which he just kind of rambles in an open video letter to Britney Spears to come away with him to his private island. And that she's like, they don't appreciate your genius and your beauty.
Maybe that's why the rabbi was mad, because he didn't get to come to the private island. Like,
he's trying to take Brittany away from me. Off to his island.
His island's like right in the middle of the Philadelphia River.
It's a garbage barge.
I got this 3-mile island.
A submersible?
By submersible, you mean slowly sinking van.
It's funny if he's like trying to do like video stuff like nowadays, like how he's trying to do like a gaming stream, or he's trying to do like an unboxing or something. It's like,
this guy's the next Roman Polanski.
Oh, I love that. More sex crimes.
Hey, friends, you guys know that guy, Roman Polanski?
I haven't returned my house keys to him yet.
You're right, he does sound like Buffalo Bill, or excuse me, Gum.
Wait, can someone play like some of the YouTube video? I want to hear his voice. I can't do it.
Okay, hold on, I got it.
All right, I'm playing it.
I'm not hearing anything.
You need to listen with your heart, that's why.
Shriveled, desiccated heart.
Fat-coated, clogged heart.
Palpitations all the time, constantly stressed.
Yeah, girl, you and I be fibrillating, yeah.
God, did we just spend 15 minutes talking about Puebla because I wasn't that
rolling? Yes, we did. The famous Mexican drug lord, Puebla because I wasn't that rolling.
Puebla because I wasn't that the postmodernist painter?
Look me up on MySpace.
Take my card. John, was his card like just a symbol?
It was an index card.
It was an index card.
Shit's written in pencil, looking like something you pulled out of your grandma's recipe book. Here's my card. Yeah, this is a recipe for stuffed cabbage, man. I know.
Try it. It's delicious.
Yeah, I thought you might wanted to learn to cook that. Sorry.
Since you're such a big fat person.
Big fat person.
Mike, you're Puerto Rican, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm making sure because we said you were in the Cryptids episode, and I'm gonna be like 5 years from now, I'll be like, dude, I'm Dominican.
I'm actually Turkish. No. No, I'm not. I just let it run with it.
Guys, I just came to a realization. I've never seen John Cena in anything but jorts.
You've never seen John Cena, period, because you can't see him.
Slam dunk, Mike. Well done.
That was perfect. 10 out of 10. Would laugh.
Like people like George Bush who are doing like the hook 'em horns.
I thought everyone in Texas just really loved Dio.
He was the holiest of divers.
Dio, the one we call Rainbow in the Dark.
Yeah, I saw Rainbow in the Dark. That's when Bill Pullman, he encountered all that voodoo. Yeah.
That's a serpent in the rainbow joke. I don't know if any of you have seen that movie.
I've seen that movie. I watched that with my mom.
Yeah, I was fucked up. They buried him alive with spiders. Yeah. Yeah, it's all white people propaganda to make you feel the black man.
Oh, my God.
There is no God. There's only, aloneness. I can't combine
Tracy and Werner Herzog just yet. I gotta let that melt together in my brain a little bit.
Yes, let it melt together in your brain, just like your brain will eventually die and melt with decomposition.
Make him say yeah.
Yeah. You know, my daughter, she is a big girl with the doo-doo pamper.
You've been stealing my lines! Part of the new German wave of cinema, yeah. Yeah, you know, I be hanging out with Werner Herzog. We watched Akira the Wrath of Khan together, yeah.
Yeah.
My toes be curling up, Werner. Damn.
What do you think Werner Herzog, as a wrestling announcer, would be, like the color commentator would be?
He just gave him the people's elbow.
JR's next to him.
Oh my god, Werner! Oh my god! Oh my god, he killed him!
No, JR. He has died long ago.
Listen, I was just in a coma. You don't need to be dropping this sort of existential fear on me, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'll be hanging out with Werner Herzog, and, you know, sometimes Klaus Kinski comes over to borrow some Tupperware, and I'm like, yo, Klaus, you don't need to be bringing firearms into this. I'll give you my crock pot, crack pot. Yeah. I was on 30 rack.
What happened?
I just need to breathe for a second.
The final point that I wrote down before I tapped out was Shaq is a Freemason and therefore a Satanist.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I just want to give big ups to Kobe. You know, everyone on the Lakers. Satan.
Wait, who was the last one?
Kobe. Icy Hot Backpatch.
The Forever Lord Beelzebub, Leader of the Dark Knight. I really like Space Jam.
Boosh Nickens.
Pazuzu, Lord of the North Wind.
I just want to thank Mammon, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Megaleg, Belphegor, Kobe.
Megaleg. I think Shaq also had a rap album.
Oh, Shaq had two rap albums.
Shaq had rap everything.
Yeah, he also rapped with Foo Schnickens.
He was also in a movie and he had a video game. Shaq made it.
Hey, guys. That's,
yeah.
After his second album, his music career was a rap.
Fuck you.
Mine's a little more of like a personal thing. It's about Vince McMahon being in love.
I'm a sensitive man.
I got into the wrestling business because I just needed to watch people hold people. Like my father never held me.
All right, my deep, dark conspiracy is Shawn Michaels, the HBK, the Heartbreak Kid, was shown favoritism throughout the 90s and the 2000s because he was engaged in a sexual relationship with Vince McMahon.
He broke my heart.
The whole crux of the argument that Shawn Michaels was shown favoritism was Shawn Michaels broke his back in a match.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
I was waiting for that.
You broke my heart, Shawn, so I'm going to break your back.
So the whole argument was that after he broke his back, Shawn Michaels received pay for the 4 years he was in rehabilitation.
Your money's in the bathroom on the sink. But you're only to refer to it as a donation.
That's exactly why I don't go to nice restaurants, because I never know how to dress. If I can't wear jeans and a tank top, that ain't happening.
Oh, it's so stressful. I know, right? Because I'm just like, yo, I really want to eat this food. But at the same time, I don't want to look like the fucking schlub that I really am.
Well, the good thing
as
is
as someone who works in a restaurant like that, if I may, we don't care and no one really should care. Like,
yeah,
I have people, like,
green.
I've taken calls for reservations before, and the people are like, oh, so, like, is there a dress code? And I was like, ma'am, we have people coming in here in
fucking Riddler costumes.
That's only when Jesse comes to town.
That shit happened to me once before. There's that really famous restaurant in New Orleans, Arnold's.
The burger stand from Happy Days?
Stop flushing goddamn toilets on while we're recording. Fuck.
Sorry, I had to take a shit.
I'm going to have to take a leak in 5 minutes, so.
I mean, just do
five
it.
5 minutes exactly?
You're allowed.
5 minutes exactly. Exactly 5 minutes. If it's like 5 minutes in 1 second, I'm dead.
My parents bought this house from them after Mrs. Carroll passed away.
She passed away in the house.
Yeah, Mrs. I have no idea what her first name is. My parents always called her Mrs. Carroll. like, now that I'm talking about it, like, a few more of the stories are coming to my head. Like, one of them is when we went on our family vacation to Canada. To...
Oh, my God, the house is haunted by Mrs. Carroll.
Sorry. Oh,
my son, when he was about three, we'll say 2 or 3 years old, he's going on six now, he used to play in his room all the time. I mean, he was the only kid for 5 years. So he's playing in his room, playing with his toys, you know, minding his own business, whatever, completely cool. And I come in there one day, and he's talking to somebody, and I'm just like, who you talking to?
We're having a conversation.
He's like, Jesse.
Was he talking to me?
No, that's the kid's name. This is the kid's name. So he's sitting in the middle of his room, playing with his blocks, talking to somebody, which, you know, as a little kid, you just... Okay, they have an overactive imagination.
Sure, imaginary friend or something.
Yeah, and so I didn't think anything of it. And then, you know, my mom's like, why don't you ask him what he looks like? I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, so what does Jesse look like? And he's like, well, he's a brown boy that has a boo-boo on his chest.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Seen
yeah, so my kid's imaginary friend was probably a dead boy. We were always and always have been and still are very careful about what he witnesses and watches. We don't play violent games, no violent. We don't even watch the news around him.
So you haven't told him about the Zionist conspiracy or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
You mean you mean the WrestleMania conspiracy?
Yes.
You broke my heart, Sean.
Cue Jesse Ventura.
Listen, you mean to tell me you haven't told your kid about the government black ops operations to take down the towers with holograms and satanic rituals? Well, I mean, you're just playing the government line there, Tristan.
Oh, God.
I was the governor.
I was going to say, that man was a governor.
A Navy SEAL. And I fought a predator.
Those were just your roles, Governor Ventura. No, they were fact.
You never seen my documentary, Predator? Well, let me tell you.
Did you die? I came back.
I found the resurrection stone. I hid it in the gap between my teeth because I ain't got time to bleed. And listen, you can hear more about the resurrection stone on Infowars.com.
Oh, God. Is Jesse Ventura an Alex Jones guy?
Well, yeah, I am Alex Jones and I am Jesse Ventura at the same time. I have schizophrenia.
So, your son, you said he's six?
He'll be six next month, yeah. Well, technically in 12 days. He was watching nothing but Blue's Clues. So, that was just...
Well, let me tell you about the satanic incantations that Steve has been implanting in your head.
Now,
the clues were supposed to be leading us to 9/11 for years.
Let me tell you, salt and pepper on Blue's Clues, those are obviously the towers. Let me tell you something I read in the Magenta dossier.
I like the idea of Jesse Ventura just not saying words correctly.
Yeah, I went to that restaurant in New Orleans that they were talking about. I got myself a souffle.
Jesse Jarrett.
Where do you see this?
Jesse Jarrett. 1917 to 1944. He was killed in World War II. Chest boo-boo.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Maybe.
Cause of death. Chest boo-boo.
Whisk is a movie with Shaq in it, right?
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
I've kind of been running across the country.
You mean to tell me this guy was a running man?
They'll triangulate on the...
Triangulate is such a bullshit conspiracy word.
The disasters that are coming...
Disasters.
The military... I'm sorry, the government knows
government.
About them.
I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah, so it sounds like he was not initially aware that they weren't transmitting anymore, which means it would have had to have been a localized attack on the power to that one transmitter. So that sounds even creepier, like the government was just like, should we shut him down? Yeah, just shut his transmitter off. Well, why not all the power? Listen, dude, budget cuts, man. One power source. That's what we can afford tonight.
My kid's got to get new teeth, all right? Shit's expensive. The dental plan here sucks.
Well, they have dental, but it comes with implants that track you.
My friend Todd works down at Area 48. They're not getting dental for another 9 months.
Todd, you got there. Go there.
this guy who owned the Billy Goat Bar decides, like a fucking maniac, to bring his livestock.
He brings his fucking pet goat to game 4 of the 45 World Series. This motherfucker.
He's trying to make a sacrifice to Jobu.
Make bet, hit curve.
This is Jobu's rum. That's Allstate, Stan.
Oh my god. So anyway... The dude tells him that the goat can't come in, and then what was the incantation that cursed the Cubs?
He goes, the Cubs ain't gonna win no more.
The Cubs ain't gonna win no more.
He ain't gonna email you no more.
What the hell does a Met? Met is Metropolitan, right?
Yeah, the New York Metropolitans.
It actually stands for the Metrosexuals.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's got to be, like, a really good way to, like, get people to, like, be afraid of you. Just be like, yeah, you know about the Billy Goat curse, right? I'm the fucking dude that cast that. I'm a necromancer.
You know Beelzebub? We're pretty tight.
It's just like, sir, I'm very impressed by your connection to local folklore, you know, the importance of baseball history. But I told you last week, you're not going to get out of your bill because you cast the Billy Goat curse.
I cursed this entire Waffle House. Look, bro, you can't bring a goat into IKEA. I'm sorry. It's going to fuck with our shit.
This was 1945. You think he cursed the Kennedys?
Follow the money.
Then I think it was Garfield.
Yeah.
Who was murdered. He was assassinated in his second term. Garfield got shot twice, and one of the bullets got lodged in the back, right? And they were trying to get it out. Alexander Graham Bell invented a metal detector, and he was like, yo, we can use this shit for it. Unfortunately, they didn't realize that fucking Garfield's bed was made of metal.
Jesus Christ.
They just were like, we can't figure it out. We just keep finding these springs.
Who the fuck were his doctors? The Trailer Park Boys?
Hey, Ricky, there's some springs in his bed that might be interfering. Shut the fuck up, Bubbles. I know what I'm doing.
Actually, Warren G. Harding, no one knows how he died. They have a couple theories, but it's like a stroke.
Yeah, or heart attack.
Or heart attack. I also read somewhere that some believed it was poison, but I think that's a little more of a fringe theory.
Let's just say he got fucked to death. If it's they don't know and people could just put theories out there, Podcast 1289 is going with Warren G. got fucked to death.
Well, we have the authority to make that claim.
We do. We're the Warren G. unit.
We're the Warren G. Commission.
Okay, moving along.
After that was FDR, who died in his fourth term of a brain hemorrhage. His last words were something like, fuck.
Damn.
John Hinckley, who wanted to oppress Jodie Foster.
That's another weird thing, too. He's, like, the only person, you never hear, like, the three-name thing with him. Like, Lee Harvey Oswald and...
John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
David Allen Coe.
David Allen Greer.
Hank Williams Jr.
And then the next is this guy named Julian Beck, who in the second one, he played this cult leader, Reverend Henry Kane.
The guy that ran for president and quoted the Pokemon movie?
No. Samson died of post-op kidney failure and in June 3rd of 87.
Is Bagels asleep?
Yep.
Mike, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Yo. All right, fuck it. Moving on.
Bagels, wake
moving
up.
On, fuck it.
So,
how am I supposed to keep a straight face with that fucking sound in the background?
Okay, and then the fourth person to die within the 6 years was...
Sorry.
The last person to die... I'm hanging up.
Hang up on him. I can't. I'm sorry.
And then the final person to die within that timeline... But what was happening, like, Rubenstein, she played a clairvoyant in all three films, and like I said, in the first one, she had that amazing monologue talking about what the beast was, what the spirit was in the house, and she had also the great lines of, it knows what scares you, and don't help it clear your mind, things like that.
That's not what she sounds like. Do her voice. I know you were practicing it.
I was. She, like, has that, like, really high voice where it's like, it knows what scares you, don't help it anyway. And then she also had that line when the movie was over, where she goes, this house is clean. During a promotional photo shoot for the film,
she slipped on a pistachio shell and was beheaded by a studio light.
No.
Science is hard.
Yeah.
But that's why we gotta do truth. It.
You realize that we're a podcast about conspiracies and the paranormal in which most of us don't believe in it.
Which is hilarious.
Oh, I straight up believe in that shit.
Just let that sink in for a moment.
Yes, but we all still love it.
That's true.
I believe in all of it. All right, you're never going to take Bigfoot away from me.
You're never gonna take the Mothman. So today I was walking around Walmart, right, and for some fucking reason, I just started singing Nine Inch Nails in Alan Jackson's voice.
Oh my god!
So I'm just like, I'm like going up, you know, grabbing fucking Tide, going, "Bow down before the one you serve. Get what you deserve." Walking around like, "I wanna fuck you like an animal. I wanna feel you from the inside, baby. My whole existence is flawed. You bring me closer to God."
Can I get an amen?
I was in a liquor store with Stefan, and an Alan Jackson song came on, and Stefan just looks at me and goes, "This guy sounds like what a Slim Jim tastes like."
Oh, wow, that's good.
Grease and nitrates.
And mechanically separated meat.
You could sing, like, Atrocity Exhibition or, like, really any song off of, like, Closer. People would think you're just being Ian Curtis.
That's a dark fucking album.
That is, like, one of the darkest things I've ever heard, and this is me talking. Like, I'm the guy who listens to Ligeti for fun.
John's not joking either. I remember being, like, eighth grade going over to John's house. And him be like, "Come here, I want to show you this album." And puts this fucking CD in, and it's just like, for like 90 minutes. And I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" He's like, "This is a Philip Glass piece about the people that died in Hiroshima."
that was the Penderecki piece.
Yes. Now, Penderecki has had, like, if you listen to any Penderecki track, you're like, "Oh, this is The Shining, isn't it?" And it's like, well, yes, they used some of his pieces in that. So imagine being in eighth grade and, like, your best friend is like, "Here, I want you to check out this really cool CD," and puts on, like, The Shining music, and you're just like,
I should probably make friends with this guy so that when they discover all the skin suits, I'm not one of them.
Oh, that was good. Well done, Mike. Well done. Fucking nailed it. All right. Welcome to Podcast 1289.
Where all of your sexy Penderecki dreams come true.
Yo, for high class motherfucking Penderecki references, you got to go down to Podcast 1289.
Yeah.
Yo, what else would sound ridiculous in Alan Jackson's voice?
Gigi Allen.
Gigi Allen? What's a good Gigi Allen song?
Cunt sucking cannibal.
I'm a filthy fucking animal. My body stinks. I ain't got no teeth.
I knew that would work well.
Fucking animal.
That's fucking David Allan
Coe's song. Welcome to a podcast at 1289, everyone.
I'm a filthy fucking pig. Loaded a dive.
I piss in a bottle and I shit in a bag.
So, what are we talking about today?
I drank gin bean till I piss in the bed. I'm a self-destructive slob, bleeding all the time. Come on.
Come on.
Man, just do all Naked right. City in that voice.
No, we're done with Alan Jackson for now.
Gigi Alan Jackson.
Can we actually, Jesse? We have to just do that. It's country versions of Gigi Allen songs.
A new character for the fucking show is Gigi Allen Jackson. Gigi Allen Greenspan. Dr. Gigi Allen Grant. The whole helicopter ride of Jurassic Park. He's just cutting his chest with a razor and shitting himself. You'll have to excuse Dr. Grant.
And yeah, there's just kind of a still shot of like Goldblum kind of looking at him with like this look of like
how? That is one big pile of shit.
What are we doing?
God, I don't know. I wouldn't mind for a Halloween episode just doing 30 minutes of Gigi Allen fucking Greer. I don't know.
Gigi Allen Greer.
Gigi Allen Dick.
Oh, Jesus.
Gigi Allen Rickman.
I'm a filthy fucking animal. My body stinks. I ain't got no teeth.
Gigi Allen Poe. That'd be pretty cool, actually. That'd be like a death rock Gigi Allen. Like, if Gigi Allen did fucking black metal, that'd be pretty cool. Gigi Allen Iverson.
After every layup, he fucking cuts what? Himself.
Gigi Allen Ginsberg.
I think you see some creepy guy with, like, greasy hair on the side of the road, kind of hitchhike. You'd be like, nah, not today.
Yeah, do they really think that, like, who's going to pick him up? Like, another murderer is going to pick up that murderer. Remember that one time I convinced you that me and my friend discovered a body?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, that's almost like the time that Mike convinced you he knew his way around New York.
Yeah, it almost got us murdered in Bed-Stuy.
We weren't almost murdered. Riley was almost murdered.
Oh,
the dudes that saw me and you, they were like, oh, some fat white crackers. Okay. And then they looked over at Riley and was like, a gay, skinny white cracker. He's wearing corduroy. Hit him in the face repeatedly.
And so what had happened was that there was a small frame house burning. So the townsfolk went outside and, like, was trying to help, and people ran inside to see if there was anyone in there, and they discovered three bodies, which they quickly removed to try to resuscitate. I don't know. They didn't have CPR in 1881, so I don't know what they were going to do.
Probably shouldn't have lynched the fire department.
It looks like he's pale and lost his path. Let's bleed him.
And after they were all dead, I took some coal oil, poured it over the bodies, and then set fire with a match.
Oh my god, is she all right?
He met his fate calmly, and he made his final statements, maintaining that Kraft and Neil were guilty. His last requests were that his body wasn't mutilated.
And can I get one of them ice cream things looks like a Ninja Turtle with the gumball eyes? That's my second to last request.
Kraft was executed October 1883, so almost a full 2 years after it happened. Kraft's last words were,
I am now single.
And ready to mingle. Swipe right on me, please.
God damn it.
Neil's last words were recorded. My friends.
That's one small step for man.
One giant leap for Snap.
God damn. In the early 90s, they made a TV movie about this case, and the guy that played Beretta played John List. That's a bit of irony right there.
A gun?
No, the actor that played Beretta on the TV show Beretta.
There's just a gun in, like, a suit?
Yes, yeah.
We got some conspiracies to crack.
Well, buddy, what you don't understand is that I had to park my mile-long limousine outside. I got metered parking. And if it's almost time, I have to go pay for it. Whew! Shit.
Well, perhaps you should find a vehicle, Rick, that isn't 5,280 feet long. It's a little excessive.
Buddy, my whole life is about excess, you understand. I spent more money on spilt liquor and bars from one side of this country to the next than you made last year.
I don't know what to say to that. That's just rude. Don't you ever assume my income again.
This ain't tonight. Your deal will be there. You will be haunted by three spirits. Show you the error of your way.
Wait, there's two more of you?
No. It's four spirits in total. Bitch, shut up! Now, I'm a son of a plumber, not a mathematician. Now, I don't look like that these days supposed to look. My bed is a little big, my honey big, but got problems. Damn it, that's it. I gotta go. My sons are having problems. You have no idea. I gotta go.
What's that? Is that a helicopter?
Hola, Jesse.
You think they're chemicals falling from the sky? Chemicals don't fall from the sky.
Yes, they do, Vince. A lot of things fall from the sky. Remember your old pal, Owen Hart?
No. We don't talk about Owen Hart. He's fine. He's on a farm with other wrestlers. Owen never existed. He was a product of my imagination. Kayfabe, kayfabe.
Wait a minute. What's that? Who goes there?
I'm a chameleon. He had to borrow an Oldsmobile 88 from his friend Kevin Sullivan.
He's a Satanist.
Woo! I tell you, lady, beautiful, let me touch you. Like, diamonds are forever, and so is Ric Flair. You know, you can't be the first, but you can be the next.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, Randall! Why are the ladies macing the nature boy?
Yeah, because he's not the nature boy. If he can't style and profile with the best of them, with that beat up old junkie he's riding around in, there's nothing stopping the ladies from just thinking he's some crazy old man, yeah.
Macho Man, I've seen the error of my ways. I've been wasting everyone's life on these nonsense conspiracies. I need to make this right.